And now for a little bit of pop culture nostalgia. 20 years ago, Tom Hanks made his directorial debut in a movie about the successes and struggles of a band that, against all odds, miraculously makes it big. Not only does the movie feature one of the most well-known earworms of the mid-90s, but also a radio station called KJZZ. Sarah Ventry tells us exactly what is that thing.
That Thing You Do, starring Tom Everett Scott, Liv Tyler, and Tom Hanks, follows a band called The Wonders from Erie, Pennsylvania in 1964, who managed to strike it big, literally becoming one-hit wonders.
That Thing You Do is the fastest-rising single in the history of the Playtone label. As of tomorrow morning, you Wonders, you've got the number 7 record in the country.
As the band rises to stardom, the members head west to L.A. There, they cut a record, star in a major motion picture, and go on a press tour of Southern California radio stations to promote their new record. One of the stops? A little jazz station called KJZZ. It's run out of a green bungalow house with a palm tree in the yard. And the DJ is played by Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother.
Let me ask you cats this question. Who are your influences?
A somewhat significant plot point. The Wonders' dreamy drummer, Guy Patterson, is a huge jazz fan.
Stan Getz, anything he did on the Verve label. Bill Evans Trio, Ira Sullivan, Kenny Dorham, John Young, Del Paxton. Yeah.
The movie is kind of a tribute to 1960s rock, but it also ends up being sort of a testimonial for the transformative power of jazz music.
That's Joe Blevins, contributor to The Onion's non-satirical pop culture site, The AV Club. In the movie, fictitious drummer Guy Patterson winds up meeting his jazz hero, pianist Del Paxton. Paxton actually makes a cameo in the movie. The two play together, and it changes Patterson. Here's Blevins.
Jazz music in the movie is shown to be more spiritually satisfying or intellectually satisfying or musically satisfying than playing this sort of bubblegum rock and roll. It's like the one true path for him was jazz.
It's true. At the end of the movie, we're led to believe that Guy Patterson stays in Southern California to pursue a career as a jazz drummer. We like to think he would have been an avid listener of our KJZZ, but in the meantime, we'll keep doing that thing we do. Sarah Ventry, The Real KJZZ News, Phoenix. I can't take you doing that thing.